Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're going to be talking again about the Kingdom of God. And living in the Kingdom of God is really important. It may become important to living anywhere. So we'll see what we're going to talk about today. And I'm doing this show now so I can release it right away because I think it's really important. A lot of people know this. Like I said this morning, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are being displaced, have been displaced, and are going to continue to be displaced. First, because of the shutdowns and the loss of jobs and revenue and the temptation of stimulus packages and sitting on unemployment, being of use to no one, but running up the debt for yourself and for your children and for your neighbor's children. That has been the name of the game for the last year or two as we flattened the curve for 2 weeks. 2 weeks turned into 2 years, and it's getting worse. And now we heard Biden's speech the other day, and he's got draconian measures that you're going to be, if you work for anybody with 100 employees, they're going to force you to get a vaccination or stick a 6-inch swab up your nose on a regular basis. And all those swabs are not the same. And so, yeah, I could be considered a conspiracy theorist, but I'm going to go over some facts. I'm going to go over some studies, and I'm going to also tell you what you could do about it. And of course, if you had been seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness as earnestly as you should have been since the day you were born and your parents before you, none of this would be happening. All of this is happening because of not just fake news, fake religion, fake gospel, fake good news. People are saying that all you have to do is say you believe in Jesus and presto bingo, you're saved. That is nonsense. Jesus said, not those who say, but those who do it the will of the Father. Why call me Lord if you do not do the will of my Father? How do you know who really believes? James says, judge them by their works. None of that is saying that you earn salvation. None of that is saying you are saved by works. But your lack of works, lack of loving one another, your covetous practices, and on and on and on, you're signing contracts and covenants and constitutions in order to get benefits at the expense of your neighbor, all of this indicts you as not believers in Jesus Christ. We even have a theology, liberation theology. Now, there were a couple of different versions of liberation theology. I just put up a page today on liberation theology. But many of the people who push liberation theology, including the Pope himself, think Jesus was a socialist. They condemn worldliness, yet they are worldly. They are terribly worldly because the church is not taking care of the social welfare of the people through faith, hope, and charity. The church is turning the people over to men who exercise authority, one over the other. The people have to get numbered, sign up, get a contract. And people say, where's the contract? It's all those things you sign up for. Yeah, we for years now, I've been dealing with this, looking at the law, looking at the Bible, reading it in Greek, reading it in Hebrew, reading it in the Latin, looking at all the commentaries of all the, you know, different people who comment about the Bible. And I've been putting together these programs and writing articles and show me where I'm wrong. But actually come armed with facts to show me where I'm wrong. Because I'm giving you facts. Now, I believe what I believe because I believe it, because I see it. I see it as a vision. I see what is going on in the world. And when I was first learning how to speak and how to walk and how to talk and how to go to school and actually get a grade that gets me passing, which was, I didn't know right off how to do that. I was a bit dyslexic and extremely energetic. and was, you know, I didn't cut class in high school. I cut class in kindergarten. I was a wild and crazy guy. But I also was a deep thinker. I loved to watch people. I loved people. I was fascinated with people. I was fascinated with science, fascinated with nature. I would always explore way beyond my ability to do so. I mean, I can't remember how many times I woke up because I passed out because I wouldn't quit looking. People had to carry me to the shade because I didn't know the word quit. I didn't know the, you know, moderation. When I went to the seminary, it wasn't any difference. They kept telling me this and telling me that, and it didn't fit. Didn't make sense. I mean, some of it did. Some of it was reasonable, but they would tell me this, and they'd tell me that, and they don't fit together. It couldn't be true. So I became a great seeker of the truth. And when I finally realized I couldn't figure it out, and that's actually what I said, God, I cannot figure this out. I don't understand what's going on. Something's wrong, but I can't see it. Then God showed me. It wasn't until I got to that point that I began to see it, have visions, see things. You know, there's different, you know, visions and perceptions and all this stuff. But then I had to go and explain to other people. I said, well, you know, they're going to want proof. They're going to want help with their unbelief. Now, if God wanted me to go out and do miracles, and maybe he will, I could do them if he so deemed it. But then you would believe by the miracles. And that's not good enough. He wants you to believe by faith. He wants to believe because you have connected to the yod of God in your heart and in your mind. And the Holy Spirit is writing upon it, and you're just seeing it yourself. Some people tell me that when they hear what I say, that they recognize, I knew that, I believed that. But okay, so now they see the truth. Are they doers of the truth? And many people are not. I wouldn't have to do this show today. You would not be in danger. But you are in danger. Many of you are in extreme danger. So what's going on in the world and what can you do about it? You know, if they try to make you get the injection for COVID, which is what the big threat is, it's coercion. It's the threat of coercion. You may lose your job. You may do this. You may do that. Just get the vaccination. But people are dying. Yeah, people are dying from the vaccination. I give you a video that was sent to me this morning, a video interview. Actually, it was sent last night, video interview with a nurse who says that people are dying. I already knew that because other people I know who are nurses, or I know their husbands, and they're saying this is what's happening. This is why you have, in some hospitals, 50% of the nurses will not take the jab. 50% of the doctors in our hospital don't want the vaccine, and certainly don't want anybody else to be forced to get it. Some of them are telling their nurses not to get it. Many of the nurses are not getting it. The one nurse I know went down and secretly got it. Her husband said, don't get it. She secretly got it anyway because she thought, well, if I don't, I might lose my job. She didn't even wait till they were trying to force her that she went down and got it, and that's what they want to see you do. The number of people I've seen that have done that, and some of them are dead already. She's in intensive care, was the other day. I don't know if she's out or I don't know if she's passed away. I'll probably find out sometime this week. But she was extremely ill after taking the jab. Now, sometimes the illness happens right away. Sometimes it happens in a couple of weeks. But you have somebody who's been healthy all their life, and now they're sick and in intensive care. And nobody, they didn't get hit by a car. They didn't get run over. They didn't get struck by lightning, but there they are dying. How many are dying? You know, we have statistics from VAERS that tells you that all kinds of people are dying. Thousands. According to the standard estimate of VAERS and how it works, because there's not an automatic reporting. Somebody has to decide they want to report it. It has to be close enough to the injection to make you think that it's a result of the injection. and then you report it. Well, that, based on what we're seeing, is probably 1% of the cases of death, of injury from the vaccine are reported on VAERS. 1%. So how many people, how many reports are we getting of people on VAERS as to being injured? August 6th, there were 12,791 deaths. Today, there's more. As a matter of fact, there's a lot more. And it may be increasing. Hard to say exactly how many it is, but it's definitely a large number of people have been injured. Now, this is just deaths have reached over 14,500, almost 15,000 deaths. Now, that's 1% of the likelihood of people who will die. 1% of the deaths that have occurred have been reported, and that's 15,000, or almost 15,000, will be shortly. Well, if that's 1%, then you multiply that times 100. That's 1.5 million people have died in the United States from a COVID injection. How do you cover that up? Well, they, again, you're not going to be walking around with a needle stuck in your arm and say, oh, look, that needle, or swole up. From the beginning, back in 2020, Suzuki at Georgetown University said this will affect the smooth wall muscles of your heart and cause hypertension, heart valve problems, and heart attacks. Now, somebody's collecting the statistics on heart attacks. Is there a rise in those statistics? Well, they're kind of slow in releasing them. But we know from what we see of the injuries that have taken place, there's over 6,000 heart attacks. Very close after receiving the vaccination. They're not reporting. People who die 6 months later, which is what Suzuki predicted, and Luc Montagnier, another Nobel Prize winning laureate scientist, he says that it will be 2 or 3 years before you see the real deaths. So those aren't going to get reported on VAERS unless somebody does an autopsy and knows what to look for. You can get a hold of Dr. Suzuki at Georgetown and say, you know, if I do an autopsy on my father, grandfather, or whoever it was who got the shot and then died, and he died suddenly of a heart attack and everything was supposed to be under control, and it was just absolutely a shock that he had this heart attack. Well, if you had the vaccination, it could be that spike toxins. We call them toxins because they're doing damage. They're just spikes if they don't do any damage. They're causing the smooth wall muscles of your heart to be injured, and valves as well, etc. So, am I just blowing smoke? Am I just saying stuff that's not true? Is there something going on that you don't know about, or CNN doesn't want to tell you and Facebook tries to keep from you? Is that actually going on? I mean, there's been 58,000 hospitalizations. Now, that's 1%. We're talking 5.8 million hospitalizations, 77,000 urgent care calls after the vaccination. 77,000. So what if you add two zeros to that, what does that come out to? You just do the math. 779,000. If it's 10%, that's 707. But if it's 100%, if that's only 1% of the urgent care, now I suspect that urgent care, because it's urgent care right after the shot, that's going to be reported a little bit more. But if it was 10% instead of 1%, it'd be almost 3/4 of a million. It would be 3/4 of a million. If it's 1%, it's 7 million. And then you have 106,000 office visits. Now, that's hard to tell. They have to report it. And we know that some of the major cases that have been did get into the news, you know, 18-year-old basketball player in perfect health suddenly gets the shots, has headaches and fevers, and then eventually gets the next second shot, and on the second shot he ends up with blood clots and lesions in his brain. Totally paralyzed almost. Never going to play basketball again, probably. Permanently injured. His mother is thinking, should I encourage them to get the shot? Did I do wrong? Well, yeah, maybe. I don't want to lay guilt on her. But the interesting thing about that story, or the nurse who got the shot, perfectly healthy, 23-year-old nurse, gets the shot and gets sick the next day and then flown to another hospital the day after, and the third day she dies. Perfectly healthy, got the jab. All the time in both those cases, the doctors were denying it had anything to do with the vaccination. It must be something else. And it's clearly obvious. They could say, oh, well, correlation is not causation. Did you do an autopsy? No, well, we didn't see any need because correlation. Well, how will you know that it's not causation unless you do the autopsy? Well, they're actually discouraging us to do the autopsies. And we don't want to believe that we've been telling everybody to get the vaccination and it's killing people. 6,422 heart attacks. This is September 9th. These are the data from September 9th, reported on September 9th. The data is higher now because more days have passed. But 6,000, if that's 1% heart attacks, just add two zeros. Now that's 600,000. Whoa, 600,000 heart attacks. And those are not the heart attacks that take place 5 weeks later. Because nobody's going to associate that with. It's not the heart attacks that the guy had a little bit of heart trouble before and then he suddenly had a heart attack. But I have gotten firsthand reports of people who suddenly got the heart attack. And they weren't expecting it. All his answers were good. And then, of course, there's myocarditis, 5,000 cases of that, which, again, can have something to do with the heart. Pericarditis, 18,000 cases reported on bears. Most cases do not get reported, so you have to add at least one, if not two, zeros. Harvard says it's like 1% of the cases get reported. And since many of this damage by the spike protein doesn't happen immediately, it happens weeks later as the damage keeps accumulating. Now, of course, we had 27,000 severe allergic reactions, 14,000 life-threatening events, 7,800 cases of shingles, you know, and blood clotting. We get thousands of these. And, you know, what's going on? What are we doing about it? So, anyway, so we should take a look at some of the studies to see if, you know, is this just scare tactics? Am I just trying to frighten you? I mean, COVID is so dangerous. Even with padding the numbers of deaths from COVID, which they have, we know that. Because they changed the way. Anybody who has gathered statistics or looked at statistics know they changed the way they're collecting the statistics on COVID. If you tested positive with a PCR test within 30 days, COVID death. In some places in the world, doctors got together. Some doctors got together and people got together and challenged the data. And they said, no. You know, we finally had somebody who was young who died of COVID, supposedly, and his parents had to pay for an autopsy, and the autopsy said, no, he did not die of COVID. Otherwise, the state was going to count it as COVID, and I think they still do, even though the autopsy said, no, he didn't die. This is crazy. It's insane, but they're getting away with it. So if you go to preparingyou.com and you look up the word refuse, is a search engine up in the right-hand corner, preparingyou, all one word, .com. There's a search engine up in the right-hand corner, and you can type in the word refuse, R-E-F-U-S-E. And the first heading is exemptions, exception, or refuse. People are asking me, do I write a religious exemption letter? Because there's doctors, there's paramedics, there's nurses, there's school teachers. As a matter of fact, people with PhD are more likely not want to take this vaccine. They are amongst the highest number of vaccine hesitant people now with this vaccine. A lot of them, you know, former head of Pfizer, scientific department, won't take this vaccine, won't let his children take this vaccine or his grandchildren take this vaccine, and he helped make it. Dr. Malone, who invented mRNA for moving data, you know, in the body, and messenger RNA, he invented or discovered it. He says, don't get it. He says all the variants are coming from the people who get the vaccination. And if the variants keep coming, it will threaten. Already we see the variants making young people sick. Now, I had a doctor say the other day that, oh no, all the cases of illness in the hospital are from the unvaccinated. But the nurse is saying, no, that's not true. And there are studies that say the same thing. And the reality is, it's not a very lethal flu. Most of the deaths that have been attributed to it aren't really caused by the flu. They're the other morbidities that the individual had. And we don't even know in every case that it was coronavirus. So what's killing them? Individuals to exercise an option, accept or refuse administration of a product. I just read you out of the law. Concerning the pursuit of exemptions and exceptions or the right of the individual to refuse to exercise an option to accept or refuse the administration of a product. Do you have the right to refuse it? Yes, you do. You have it by statute. If you're on the page, I am telling you that the application for an exemption or exception, some people argue over those two. I thought it was interesting that these words are both floating around. They end up being really the same thing. For medical or religious or any other purpose may create an estoppel. It's the application that creates an estoppel. As, and I have a definition for estoppel. You can look that up. Just it's a live link that you, it'll take you to a page that tells you what an estoppel is. As you recognize, because you are recognizing the state's power to grant you permission or deny it. And that creates an estoppel. So you don't want to just apply. You want to say some other things. Is there a right under the law for an individual to accept or refuse the administration of a product? Yes, especially this product. And why were you not informed? We tell you on the page. We will show you have a legal right to refuse, but they have the right to refuse you. In other words, you can refuse and they may still fire you. Now, you, if they try to coerce you into getting the shot and they threaten you with being fired, you can sue them. And if you were already doing what Christ said, sitting down in the tens, hundreds, and thousands, caring about one another, providing your social welfare through pure religion, as God intended, as Christ said, as all the apostles preached, instead of what your modern church is saying, including the Pope himself, and I'm going to come out with an article on that, because there's a number of people in the Catholic Church even, that are saying that the Pope is a goddamn Marxist. And we'll show you how they rationalize through things like the twisted version of liberation and theology and this woke approach to things. They're actually decimating and devastating the population of the world. Some people think that's a good idea. So I gave a sample of the wording that you might want to include if you do file for a religious exemption to buy time. Or exception to buy time. I would say, I hereby refuse. You can even put it in quotes. Refuse. to take these medical products, because that's what they call them in the statutes, a medical product. Specifically, this shot is a device. That's their terms. It's not my terms. It's their terms. The products in question, for reasons including but not limited to my religious faith, convictions, and belief. And I may change that. Sincerely held religious faith, convictions, and beliefs. And I may add another phrase to that, because to get the vaccination might cause me to be barred from certain religious rituals and rites. And I would write such a letter. And I won't explain it on the radio, but I explained it to ministers, why we could write such a letter and what it exactly means. But basically, you will not be able to do the free exercise of religion if you get the injection, because you will be barred from certain religious rituals and rites. And what are the rituals and rites of religion? Well, it includes pure religion. Now, if you look up pure religion, you'll find out that, well, maybe because of the vaccination, I might be creating new varieties of flu, because that's what the doctors say, that's what the scientists say, is that it's the vaccinated that are producing the variant. It's not the unvaccinated. Top men in the field are saying this. Other men who are not top men, you know, like Ferguson, who originally predicted millions would die, and they had to roll back all those original predictions, but he got the fear going. A guy paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by Bill Gates comes out with these outlandish predictions. Doctors are thinking we'll have 300 dead bodies in our county by the end of the month. No, we didn't have anybody. It was completely yelling fire in a theater. So anyway, we go down, include links to explain the approval of this jab under the EUA, and they share a link to 50 pages. I have a link there from the FDA. I have the links to the letters that are the approval letters. There's nothing new in the approval letters. It's not fully approved. It's fully approved under an emergency use authorization of a medical product and related authorizations, which is the guidelines for the industry and other stakeholders. I have the link right there. You can download it. It's a PDF, 97321. It's right there on the page at refuse at his at preparingyou.com. Go there and then look for the page refuse. But if you read Title 21 U.S. Code, Section 360 BBB-3, now I found this on my own, looking up the CFRs and the codes. I've been doing this for years, so I knew where it was. But since then, I've seen lawyers, criminal lawyers, and I hope the other lawyers. Now, somebody who I consider is a great legal mind just completely missed that. And he wrote an exemption letter I would not use. I advise people not to use it. And I have a great deal of respect for the guy, but he doesn't understand it, because what you really need to get through what's coming is the Holy Spirit guiding you. You think I can find my way through all these? You know, and I say right here, and I have it all written out on that page, Title 21 U.S. Code, Section 360 BBB-3, Section E, Section 1, Section A, Section 2, Section 3. Now, those actually cover two different clauses, but we have them all below, which you can look up, plus a link to the entire U.S. code to the, you know, to the page that has all of 360 BBB. So you can go read it for yourself. But it says individuals are to be informed of the option to accept or refuse the administration of a product, of the consequences, if any, or of refusing administration of the product, and of the alternatives to the product that are available, and of their benefits and risks. This, you're supposed to be informed, but they're not doing that. They're not telling you you can refuse this. Why aren't they telling you? Well, they got another section. And I looked that up too, and I put it there on the page so you can read it for yourself. Let's go over to Title 21 U.S. Code, Section 360 BBB3, which is the authorization of medical products for use in emergencies, parentheses A, close parentheses, in general. Definition: the term product means a drug. Vaccine's not a drug. Although there might be some things that might drug to some degree. Biological product? Is it really a biological product? Or the other thing is a device. This is a device. It is an actual mechanical device. Not mean it's... Now, of course, now when I say mechanical device, you may think, oh, it's like, you know, some sort of robot or something. No, it's not that way. But you have to remember this is synthetic mRNA. So, yeah, this did not come from a living... They didn't synthesize this from... They created this in a lab. Thanks to the technology that was discovered by Malone and then expanded on by Pfizer and Moderna. And there's actually another scientist who did a lot of work in this field. I think it's in Czechoslovakia. It's a lady, pretty smart lady. But Moderna was out to make money. Pfizer was out to make money. Dr. Malone, who discovered it, he was into real science, and he says don't take the shot. He says it should be stopped for everybody right now. Nobody should be taking this because you're going to create a real plague. And of course, Fauci told you there will be other things coming. Why? Because there's going to be pathogenic priming. There's going to be variants amongst the vaccinated. The vaccinated are endangering everybody. The more people get vaccinated, the more dangerous everybody will be. Why are they doing this? Is this crazy? Or is it devious? Is it wicked? Now, you can say it's a conspiracy, but here's all the stuff right here. I have the studies down on the same page, if you made it to the page. Looking at our time. See, we're all halfway through already. We haven't got halfway down. It's all here. And I quote it. I give you links so you can go read it in context. But Title 10, U.S. Code, Section 1107A, parentheses, A, close parentheses, waiver by the president. In the case of administration of a product authorized for emergency use under Section 564 of the Federal Food and Drug Cosmetic Act to members of the armed forces, the condition described in Section 564E1A23 of such act and required under the paragraph 1A or 2, that they give you the option 1A or 2A of such Section 564E. It's all very complicated. I went and looked up 564E and read it in context to figure it out. But I give you here highlighted. Administration of a product may be waived. The requirement to inform individuals may be waived only by the president, only if the president determines in writing. He has to write this down. You think they could get Biden to sign that? I think they already did. I'm not sure that Trump didn't sign it. That complying with such requirement is not in the interest of national security. Only has less than 1% death rate. Probably less than a fraction of that even. Probably like it talking about an actual 0.2% death rate, and that even with other morbidities. But we're going to have to clip right along. So there's this Title 10 U.S.C. 1107A, and then I have B, provisions of information. The president under Section A waives the condition described in Section 640, and it's they have to have, in the case of the military, the Secretary of Defense is in consultation with the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And the president writes this thing. So the people can be kept from knowing. The military can be kept from knowing. Kept from knowing that they can refuse it. Well, of course, there's no national. The danger to the nation right now is things like the shutdown and the vaccination. It's not COVID. These people aren't dying of COVID. Now they're dying of the vaccination and the variants, the Delta variants, and there's probably several other variants. They make up these names. Sounds worse, you know. You don't want to call it the Avalon variant, because that doesn't sound threatening. But the Delta variant, oh, D for Delta, death, oh my gosh, that's a variant. We have to watch out and be careful. It's panicky stuff. Now, we tell you that there are numerous scientists are concerned about the dishonesty and predict possible long-term effects to heart, lung, liver, tissues, etc., including reproductive tissues. As reported in peer-reviewed NIH studies, the media also ignores. And then there is the pathogenic priming and antibody dependence enhancement, which scientists say will reach peak 3 to 5 years down the road. Now, are there things that you can do to protect you if you've already got the vaccination? Or do you have a death sentence? I don't know. Nobody did long-term studies. The only studies that were originally done, animal trials were done, it was, you know, it's like a matter of, it wasn't even over a year. It was a matter of weeks. And they sacrificed all the animals. Now, some will say, because they were all dying, well, they were showing problems. They were showing cancers, etc. This is why you use animal studies, mice, ferrets, and stuff like that, because they have, they don't live to be 60 years old. They're 60 years old after a year or 2 years, maybe 3 years. So they run their whole lifespan. So if there's going to be something happen, you're going to be able to see it. This is a long-term study. You take it all the way to the animal dies, and you take the control group all the way till the animal dies naturally, and then you can compare, did these animals who got the shot die sooner? What did they die of? Some will die of cancer. And in the nature, some will die of cancer. Just had a dog put down. A neighbor's dog got put down because it had all kinds of cancers. Now, where'd they come from? Well, that's another question. But Dr. Suzuki of Georgetown University, and I have the link here to its cell signaling of human host cells study. So you can go right to the study and read the study. You don't have to go to CNN and read what they're telling you about the study. You can actually read the study. I read the study. I've actually been in contact with Dr. Suzuki. Wrote him email. He wrote me back. I found a mistake. It was a little tiny typo. And I asked him, is this a mistake? Did you actually mean this? And he said, yeah, that was, it was just a little tiny typo. But I wanted to make sure I had, everything has to fit. I'm that dyslexic guy from the accountant. It's got to fit. It's got to work. It's got to all go together. And this does not go together with what the media is telling me. So what's going on? He's telling you the potential threat of the S1 protein on heart, liver, and lung tissue if injected into millions, even billions of people could be absolutely devastating to the human population. Other scientists as well are saying the same thing. Bhakti, saying the same thing. They're telling you that this could be lethally dangerous to billions of people. Well, who would want to kill billions of people and lower the world's population to less than half? That's a conspiracy theory, of course. But do we have any evidence to back it up? Sukrit Bhakti says, anybody who gets the shot is going to contribute to the decimation of the human population. Dr. Malone says you need to stop giving the shots because amongst the vaccinated, you're creating new diseases that young children will get, babies will get, women will get. Luke Montagnier says that in three years, he actually said at one point, 3 years, they'll all be dying. We have links there. If you go to the numerous doctors link, you can read with Dr. Ryan Cole. Now, Dr. Ryan Cole, he's a smart guy. He's got all kinds of credentials and everything. Of course, Dr. Luke Montagnier, I have a Japanese study you can go read. Dr. Michael Yeadon used to work for Pfizer. You can go look all these things up. And now, you know, way back, Dr. Stephen Key, 10,000 sites, super genius, hundreds of patents, and, you know, for actually helping people. You know, I don't hardly go to doctors anymore. I know they have a skill, and but I'm not telling other people not to go to doctors. I'll tell you that you probably need to change your diet. You probably need to change your lifestyle. But I can tell you what you really need to do is repent and start seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that would include not judging all the doctors who are still using pharmaceutica. I talked about that this morning. There are bad doctors out there. I don't hate them. There are bad people out there. I don't hate them. There are evil people out there. I don't hate them. I actually love them. But then I go, I know what love is. I know that my love for them will be like hot coals upon their head. Doesn't mean that they're going to stop doing bad things, but it means that they will eventually stop doing bad things. And if you are all sitting down in the tens, hundreds, and thousands and loving one another like Christ said, instead of the goofy idea of religion that you now have, you think religion is what you think about God and you're dividing everybody up. That includes what you think about medicine. If you're, or whether the planet is round or flat, if you're dividing people based on what you think, you're creating a problem. You are part of the problem. And you need to repent. Because Christ came that the whole world might be saved. You're just not doing what Christ said. And so now you become vulnerable. And there are a lot of people out there vulnerable. Do germs and viruses cause disease? They're instrumental in the ill effects of disease. Your body's not working right. Things are going wrong. That's because, you know, what was Ogden Ashburn? Because you probably contain a germ or virus. But there's other reasons. Other reasons is you don't have the full armor of God. Does that mean that everybody gets sick is a wicked person? Well, Christ already addressed that. No. It's part of the system, and as we'll be going through Nahum shortly, and I've done it before, I keep going back to this, that God's character, pattern, his spiritual DNA is recorded in all of creation. And because of that, we live in a cause and effect universe. And because of that, things are somewhat automatic. We'll look at that when people talk about the wrath of God. The wrath of God is just the consequences of God. It's not that God's all upset and storming back and forth. Oh, those people down there, I'm going to send a lightning bolt and shatter them. It's not the way God works. If you got the idea that he's walking back and forth and thinking and all upset, you don't understand God. We personify him with all kinds of characters and people and movies and draw pictures of him. But it doesn't work that way. God is the singularity source of creation. There are other gods that are uncreating. They're blocking creation. They're blocking the light. They're blocking that creative force. You don't want to do that. And to some degree, yeah, doctors in some medicine, they suppress the natural immune system. But, you know, sometimes the natural immune system needs to be suppressed before you suddenly die because it's out of control. It's just like somebody throwing a fit, a little kid throwing a fit. You know, we used to do this taking care of kids. They'd be in a beaver trap. We would hold them around their ankles and take them to, you know, a place like a big bed or something where they couldn't get away, and they just struggle until they calm down. They can't get away. And then they finally shape up and they start behaving themselves because they've calmed down. So they needed to be suppressed until they calmed down. It's called holding therapy. It's used even on adults. It's used on schizophrenics. It's used on drug addicts when they're coming clean. You hold them till they settle down. Schizophrenics, it actually works really good. It's holding therapy. You're suppressing them until they can calm down. Because if you don't, they'll bash their head against the wall or run and jump out a window or go take more drugs. Go back to taking more drugs if you don't restrict them. So you do it for a period of time until things settle down, and then you let them go. Now you do the same thing with something, you know, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and zinc. What are they doing? Hydroxychloroquine and zinc work a little bit different than ivermectin, but both of them are suppressing a cytokine reaction so that it doesn't get out of control and kill you or cause your body to develop pneumonia or something like that, where somebody sticks on a respirator and fills you full of other drugs until you almost conk out. So anyway, I have other articles on there. This is Suzuki and Sergey Gajchika that were working at Georgetown University. SARS-CoV-2 spike protein elicits cell signaling in human host cells. Implications for possible consequences of COVID-19 vaccines. This is a 2020 study, peer-reviewed study, from a major university, from geniuses, who've done hundreds and hundreds of autopsies and cultures and looked at the effects on tissue. It's been around, but nobody, Fauci's not going to mention it. CNN isn't going to tell you. But the mountains of Samaria are telling you. I'm telling you. And you just have to figure out what to do with it. But anyway, they cultured primary human pulmonary artery smooth muscle cells or human pulmonary artery endothelial cells and found that the S1 spike protein is, quote, sufficient to promote cell signaling without the rest of the viral components. They're injecting you with an mRNA that will cause your body to replicate more spike proteins, do more damage to your heart. It may take a while. You know, maybe you got months. Maybe you got years, like 2, 3, maybe 5, if you're lucky. Now, there are things that could thwart even their plans, so I'm not saying it's a death sentence, but I'm telling you, people are dying now by the thousands, tens of thousands, and they're going to keep dying, so you want to avoid this. So we just told you that, yeah, you can file a religious exemption, but that may not work. You may lose your job. You may not be able to work in a hospital. I would like to build a hospital, I'm not going to call it a hospital, where the people who take a stand can come and work. And feed themselves. I can't pay much, but maybe those other people who lose their jobs because they don't take the vaccination, maybe we can find work for them. It will take people contributing because we're not taking any government money. We're not going to apply to the men who call themselves benefactors who exercise authority one over the other. We practice pure religion, unspotted by the world. The constitutional order and systems of government. If you haven't heard this before, we have articles explaining everything I just said. What did Jesus say when he said, my kingdom's not of this world, and what word did he use? It's the same word that was used in the description of pure religion, unspotted by the world. It's not the word for planet. It's the word for, and I'm going to quote here, constitutional order or system of government. Because if you're taking care of one another through men who exercise authority, you're doing contrary to Christ. You are making the word of God to none effect, and you're going to suffer for it. So I have links on this page to Dr. Malone. He had a great video interview with the Epoch Times, and I have a link to it. So you can go listen to it. I actually have several links to it. So in case they take it down in one place, you can go to another place. It's all on that page, Refuse. But really what you need to do is join the network, the Living Network. Way over in the left-hand column of the page, you can find the Join the Network. And, you know, if you're in Oregon, join the Oregon group. And wherever you are, if you're in Australia, join the Australia group. If you're in Canada, join the Canadian group. And then we'll try to put you in contact with other people who are beginning to become awakened. They may not be woke, but they're awakening. And so, anyway, actually, most of those links are on the numerous scientists. And I have more. If down at the bottom, I think I have it down at the bottom, there's a URL that will link to other articles we have. Somebody was asking me last night, you know, where do you get this about exosomes? Because we're explaining something. It's the very first link in that deal. I wrote an article. What exosomes are. They're really just droplets. with mRNA inside it. Well, it's RNA inside it, but if it's used for messaging, which is often what RNA is done to do, it will be called mRNA. And you can actually, because cells take in RNA in the form of exosomes and replicate it, it is a way of getting cells to communicate with other cells with information you want those cells to have. Unfortunately, I think bad guys have seized the technology. Bad guys, when I say bad guys, is guys who think we need to reduce the population of the world. And they think they're doing a good thing. They think reducing the population of the world is a good thing. But it's possible within 3 to 5 years that people will be dying of severe blood clotting if they haven't already died of half a dozen other things like heart failure and liver failure, etc. When they start having severe problems with blood clotting, you know, and if they keep getting the boosters. See, we also have links to the studies telling you that the vaccinations are not working. They seem to work, 95% efficacy. I question that. But that's what they say. They said it reduced down to 80 and down to 70 some, and it's down in the 30s now. So they need a booster because it's reducing. And that if you go to the Japanese study, which we link to on the page, the Japanese study, I have an Israeli study that shows that natural immunity is 13 times stronger than the Pfizer COVID shot. So if you just got COVID and got over, which 99.3 to 99.9% of the people do. Many people get it and get over it so fast they didn't even know they had it. That's a robust immune system. They'll be at least 13 times more immune. Now, Fauci, when this was pointed out to Fauci, he says, well, they didn't say how long this immunity would last. Traditionally, when they examine all vaccines, natural immunity outlasts vaccine immunity. That's always been the way it has proven out. Now you say, well, that's correlation, not causation, because we haven't actually done the studies. But it's a pretty dang good medical guess, because that's what shows up every time. Other articles and studies say, ends the debate. Israeli study shows natural immunity more effective than vaccines at stopping Delta. If you got the other supposed variant, the first one, which was supposedly COVID-19, going by their words, they're saying that you'll be far more immune to Delta if you did it naturally. If you got the vaccine, you're not. So what happens then? What happens is you still get it even though you got the vaccine. You can still give it to somebody else if you have the vaccine, but you may not even know you got it because you don't get as sick this month. I know somebody fully vaccinated. They just said, I just got COVID for the third time. They keep getting COVID even though they had it. And now every time they got it, they got sicker and sicker and sicker. Now they're in the hospital. This is a medical practitioner. They're in the hospital for the third time with COVID after being fully vaccinated because it drops. It drops. It drops. You have to have a booster. And the Japanese study says, yeah, we can make a booster, but how do we prevent it from doing it again? So you need another booster in 6 months. Another booster in 6 months. Maybe you're going to need the next booster in 3 months. But you're creating variants amongst the vaccinated population. And these variants may eventually, no booster will do it, just like antibody. You know, you take too many antibodies, antibodies won't work anymore. So countries like Iceland, who've seen this, and they have a microcosm of a society. I mean, they got lots of people in Iceland, but it's a very isolated society. And they say 76% of our population is vaccinated and we're still getting sick. The only way, they say, is natural immunity. So they're stopping the vaccination. They're stopping all the other things. The problem is, they already got 76% of their people vaccinated that are going around producing spike proteins and producing variants, and they may end up losing a large portion of their population anyway. Maybe. I don't know. Nobody did the studies, but it's looking that way, according to what scientists, top scientists, said to begin with. So, But even if you avoid this, they're not going to, you don't get the shot now, what are you going to do later? You know, we have other, you know, evidence of enhancement. The SARS-CoV-2 Delta variant is poised to acquire complete resistance to wild-type spike vaccines. Anyway, that will link to an actual study, and the link is right there. You can go read it. Anyway, Dr. Christina Parks received a PhD in cellular and molecular biology from the University of Michigan in 1999, testified the vaccines do not reduce the infection nor the spreading. We have a link to that. Karen Kingston, who used to work for Pfizer, she says this is crazy. This is insane. She explains why. She's got a PhD. She knows what she's talking about. Do you know what you're talking about? You know what you're doing? What you need to do is join the network, because just avoiding the shot's not going to be enough. And we can't tell you everything on the radio. So anyway, I just encourage everybody to join the network. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm going to put this out on the internet. There's so much more we could tell you and share with you, but we're just not going to have time in an hour. We have some other, we'll put this on the Refuse page, along with other interviews that I've had with health officers in our county, and they all think there's something serious afoot, and we need to find out what and what we can do about it. And we know, because we follow Christ. God bless. Peace be on your house.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.